Green State Teaching, love talking myself, motivation, game changers. This is Miss Kinkin on Level Head Radio. I hope y'all feeling good, feeling blessed. And I hope this message brings out the best in you. Loving people, especially people that are hard to love, can be very challenging in life, man. But you have the power of choice. Sometimes you have to love yourself enough to walk away and heal. You have to grieve. Sometimes it doesn't take death in the natural. It takes it in emotion. It takes it in mental. It takes it, you know, you have to grieve a person who they once were. Because sometimes you're entertaining the old self who they used to be. And you have to leave in confidence that your heart is saying, hey, they're no longer that person. You have to love yourself enough to say, you know, I deserve better. Maybe I'm addicted to pain. Maybe I'm addicted to this lifestyle, you know, that doesn't bring any value to my life. You have to start investing in yourself, my friends. Distance yourself. Sometimes distance may be necessary. I mean, we sometimes fall prey to toxic people. And then we feel alone, diminishing our self-purpose. And we have to be brave and bold and accept boundaries, you know? And we have to come to a plain frame of mind where we believe again. So we be able to achieve again. We can look on ourselves on a different level. Because some things and some people, we gotta leave alone, my friend. And it's about time. Your heart deserves to be loved. You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to come to a form of compromise, my friend. People should understand where you're coming from. You have to stop punishing yourself by staying hostage until somebody who doesn't truly value you. Because when somebody has a willing heart and they're willing to compromise, and it doesn't have to do with your heart at stake, then that's when you know the relationship is worth staying for. It's worth fighting for. You have to know that you're worthy. Your heart is worthy. It needs to be honored. And sometimes good-hearted people find bad intentional people. All right? And you got to know that you have patience long enough for them to wait and change. And guess what? It hasn't changed yet. And so now, we put too much faith in people, and it's nothing wrong with that. But then when it gets to a point when your peace is compromised, you got to let them go. You got to keep your pearls of peace, my friend. All right. Stay tuned. For maybe I'm tripping. Peace. Alright, it's time for maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm tripping. But if I'm saying pray for somebody and all you do is attack me, I think you need to check yourself. Okay? Now, this is coming from a loving place. I just got to say, I just can't understand how the world is going crazy right now. Like, to the fact that you're going to slash somebody's lifeline because they said one thing. It's like you tell people that they deserve to die because they share one view of Trump and they might be a Democrat. or they might be a Republican and share something, a thought of former President Obama. You telling me that if I say I want to pray for our country, you going to massacre me on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter? This is getting out of hand. Now, maybe I'm tripping, but it seems like everybody who has somewhat of a platform, social media platform, it's like bullying on the all-time high. I'm thinking to myself, if it's so many people on here that feel the need, the urgency for bad treatment, I think we are failing as a country. We have a failed society, people. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm saying pray for the country, pray for the people, pray for the family out there, and all you think about is the wall, and all you think about is your priorities are crazy. Your mind frame needs to be checked. Now, I get there's real things out here, and that's what I'm saying. We need more prayer than pointing fingers at who's doing who. Because I feel like, to be honest with you, everybody's at fault. Everybody's at fault. It could have been ended 31 days ago. What is it, day 32? Now, I'm seeing the suffering. I'm feeling the suffering. My family's feeling the suffering. Now, you telling me that because I said pray, I'm not feeling anything? Man, I live paycheck to paycheck. I feel what people are saying. I mean, it seems like people are being oh, gosh, it just pisses me off a little bit. I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. Whew. Okay? I feel like some things just need to just be cut off, man. You got to know when the disrespectful meter needs to go off. Like, you got to have a moral compass. And it seems we have no morality left in this country, man. It's crazy. You got to disrespect older, elderly people with that kid, man. You know, everything in me wanted to slap fire from this little kid, but I was just like, you know what? I can't do nothing. This is a video, you know? I disrespect the Native American. That Native American man representing his heritage. You telling me that we've come to a country where we can stand disrespect the elderly? I mean, I know there's already disrespect on the elderly now, but nobody had the gumption to, like, slap this kid? Nobody had to check him? Nobody? I mean, man, ooh, I had to walk away, Lord. Oh, you said turn the other cheek. Ooh, yes, turn the other cheek, my gosh. Some stuff you got to pray yourself out of. You got to say, Lord, thank God it wasn't me. You know I wouldn't read it. Ooh, you know, and God's still working on me, my friends. But, you know, maybe I'm tripping, but it seems like people are more angry than usual. I'm talking about these people are attack anything. You even attack a child for voicing their opinions on bullying. That's crazy. I mean, you tell a child, this world, man, pray for this world. Pray for the people in it. Lord, help us all. All right, y'all, stay tuned for Level Head Love. Peace. Alright, it's time for some level head love. We're pleasant dedicate to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above. Without him, there is no me, no we, no us, no you. Second, the Baker Clan fam, my husband Donovan, and my sweet pea, Alana Lurie. You know, Father God, please be with our country. Please be with all those families suffering at the hand of Donald Trump and all the Republicans, Democrats, anybody in the political office that has a hand in our democracy. Father God, please allow your spirit and your hand, Father God, to be able to persuade Donald Trump to let down his prideful mind frame and prideful actions that are affecting families, babies, children, and anybody who needs help in our country, Father God. And Allow people to reach out to you and know that you do not give them the spirit of fear, and you will give them guidance, and you will give them what they need. You will give them the manna in the wilderness, Father God. You will give them that water in those dry places, Father. And let them see the restoration of your spirit, and let them see the love and the promises you keep, and let them have faith where they see failure, Father God. And renew their strength, renew their minds, and renew their spirits not to give up hope, Father God. Anybody who listens to this podcast that feels like they're losing faith in our country, let them look through faith in you and look up instead of feeling down, Father God. Let your spirit and hedge of protection be on everybody who's listening to this podcast, Father God. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends. Stay tuned for Ease Our Minds. Peace. All right, it's time to ease our minds and unwind. With the Holy Spirit of divine and grace, take its place in a worry-free zone of harmonic and tone to relax and let healing and love speak to us. All right, y'all. Enjoy. Where do I begin? It's time to closing in, my friends. Loving yourself sometimes takes work, but when you do a heart posture and gain trust that God is going to leave you and from a broken relationship to a restored relationship and restore your years of brokenness, sorrow, and pain, and give you a life that will not only grow you in spirit, honor, and truth, but also a spirit of healing, you know. And you'll know that you're enough. And you know that you deserve the kind of love that God initially had for you. See, we have to be persistent on loving ourselves so much that we know that anything less than God sent is not for us, you know. And in this season, we have to forgive ourselves for letting us be in these situations, because sometimes we blame the other people or the people what they've done to us, and sometimes we had more control than they did. And it's the power of choice. And you have to believe that everything that you're doing from this moment forward is going to be worth it. Everything that you're going to, every thought, every gesture, every word is going to say, I love myself enough to walk away. I'm not going to entertain anything that's not going to help me. If it hinders me, I'm going to have to push forward and let it go and let God. And I have to release those relationships that not grow me, don't motivate me, and don't know me enough to know that I am fed up. I am founded on truth and love. And I hope and I pray that these people who have hurt me, these people who have tried to corrupt my life, that's what you guys think, and bring fear instead of faithfulness, I pray that they change, and I pray and I forgive them. You might not be able to say those things now, but that's how you guys think. You're on the high road right now, my friend. Even the fact that you even took the time to even think and attempt to. And if you have the courage to do it now, that's awesome. But do the right thing by your heart posture. Do the right thing because you know in your heart that you deserve better. Whether it be a family member, whether it be a spouse, a boyfriend, girlfriend, a friend. Sometimes we outgrow people and we blame ourselves and we remain silent in this bad treatment. And we feel like silent is just the best way of handling it. But why don't you silence your presence? Why don't you silence the disapproving behavior? Silence disrespect by removing yourself out of the equation. Because you know, my friends, there's some people on this journey of life that I had to let go. I had to let go because there's been some friendships that I knew that they were holding me back. I still love them, but then I said, you know, I love you, but this is what you're doing and this is what you're hurting. This is what's hurting me. This is what's hurting our relationship. And they did not want to change. So I left. It's not like I just, some stuff you gotta just leave. If you getting knocked upside your head, if somebody is threatening your life and making you feel insignificant constantly and they're emotional or physically abusive, you need to get out of there. There's some stuff you just need to leave without warning. But if you have somebody that you have fought for and you waited patiently and you just wanted to see the best in them, you just felt like you had hope. But now you lost hope in yourself in the process. Those are the people you have to let go. Whether it be your mom and she never sees the good in you. Whether it be your father that wants you to be like your other sibling. Whether it be your friend that's always trying to compete. Whether it be your spouse that no longer contributes to the desires of your heart. Whether it be a dream. Whether it be kids. Whether it be the loving foundation that you based on when you took those vows. You gotta let that spirit, that Jiminy Cricket, speak to you and say, you know, it's time. It's time to release. It's time to let go and walk away. Because I guarantee, if you feel it in your heart that it doesn't feel right, and you've did everything possible, you know, to fix it, and God's saying it's time to let go, let it go. Shouldn't argue. This is the God above, the God of heaven, and the God of love. All right, y'all. I love you. God loves you. And remember, from the ground up, God will meet you halfway. Peace. Kindred Warriors.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.